I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's do this! Another day, another dollar. Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Yada, 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 yada. Carrington out. Myself, Dusty Likens in. Rob Brenton still here. I think I got duped. I get a great opportunity from Carrington Harrison. He says, hey, man, you should host a drive. Good opportunity. 7 minutes. So let's have fun, Kansas City. You're on a high. Your Royals just swept the season of the Brewers. You got training camp right around the corner. And now all of a sudden, we might be witnessing the end of the Big 12 as we know it. Rob Brenton, you're a KU grad. The SEC could get really dangerous because there is conference realignment right in front of our face. Reports out today that Oklahoma and Texas could be leaving the Big 12 to possibly join the SEC. Harold Kuntz, he reports the SEC West could look like Oklahoma, Texas, A&M, Mizzou, Arkansas, Mississippi, or Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and LSU in the West. The East, Bama, Auburn, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, South Carolina, Florida, Vanderbilt. That's a solid division, which means that's the end of the Big 12, right? Those are the two big schools. They don't want to be there anymore. That's fine. Since both those schools have been thriving ever since the Big 12 was, realigned in the first place. Dusty Likens, Rob Brenton with you here today on 610 Sports Radio for the drive. Then I will go from 6 until 9 with Bink at night. We'll have Rocco with us. Rob will be maybe hitting a driving range since it doesn't really get dark until late. But Rob, I thought this was interesting because we've seen this happen. I don't know. We've seen this coming, I guess you could say, that this is about to be the end of the Big 12. This is a conference that has not been the strongest. Obviously, basketball is very dominant on one team's aspect, but this also brings up questions. If, yes, those two teams leave, there is a agreement that if Oklahoma leaves, Oklahoma State must join them as well. The SEC gets stronger. Other divisions break out or conferences break away. KU would then go to the Big Ten is what you would say. You would then get a lot of nice basketball matchups with KU in the Big Ten. You'd get Michigan State, Ohio State, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Is this something that we should have seen coming a long time ago, that the SEC will eventually just monopolize all of college sports?
So I think it, first off, conference realignment rumors are peak July sports talk radio. And I'm happy we're living that peak life. It's weird because we got, what, 6 more minutes, and there's a very nuanced thing to this, but I'll jam it in real fast.
That's right.
That's what she said. So I think what's happening is that the SEC doesn't want Texas and Oklahoma for the sake of enhancing the conference, because it makes no sense for Texas and Oklahoma to go get smaller revenue prices with more TV revenue split between more different powers, because they would have a 16-team league at that point, which at one point in our lives we all felt like it was going to be 4 16-team conferences. It never became that. It might become that one day, but the idea of Texas and Oklahoma taking a smaller piece of a larger pie seems unlikely to me. What I do think could be a play here, and this is extremely speculative, so take everything with a grain of salt, is that the SEC and other Power 5 leagues have sniffed around, kicked the tires, whatever your terminology is, for potentially leaving the NCAA, because they don't love the NCAA. They hate the NCAA. They're right, like all of us. They hate the NCAA. So maybe what could be a play here is the SEC is beginning the ball rolling on what it would look like to leave the NCAA. Because if I'm Texas or Oklahoma, the idea of less money it makes no sense to me. But the idea of not being part of the NCAA and being part of a super league, for lack of a better term, of football powers that is then autonomous is fascinating. I think this eventually dies for a multitude of reasons. And any speculation of a super autonomous league goes back to random overnight sports talk fodder. But that is what I think is at play more than the actual idea of Texas and Oklahoma wanting to lock horns with Bama and Auburn yearly.
A lot of vocab there. Very nice. But yeah, I'm with you. I think this is mid, like, just get us to football, get some conversation started. But it is an interesting debate to see what would happen to future conferences, where they would go, where other teams, you know, because you get to pick your, you know, you get to pick your alignment. You get to go where you want to go, where the money is, and where the grass may not always be greener on the other side. You'll see, you know, stronger teams, stronger matchups, and it may not always work out. New conference, old conference, it's always interesting debate this time of year. Something that's a good interesting debate was when we woke up this morning after seeing, obviously, we're not going to get into too much NBA talk, but I thought it was funny that Giannis, after the game last night, it brought up a question to myself, and Jay Southland Toast Service text line 913-576-7610. That's the text line number if you want to respond. I thought this was interesting because this is what Giannis spent his morning doing.
Are you going to say your order?
Can I have a 50 piece? Sorry, I will put you. Can I put your camera? Do you mind or no?
Sure.
There's 150,000 people watching you right now.
Really?
Yes. So can I have, please, a 50 piece Mac Minis? 50, exactly.
Okay.
Not 51, not 49. Chicken Minis, yes. 50. And let me have a large drink, no ice, half Sprite, half lemonade.
Solid order. I think the other morning, Alex Gold and I put down 15 chicken minis each. I think Giannis might have still been a little spry from the champagne after winning a NBA championship, scoring 50 points. I thought it was interesting. He said 50. But I ask you this, Rob, and I ask you this, Kansas City, if you were to win a championship and you were to have the next morning where maybe you need a little something in your system to kind of get the day going, where are you going and what are you ordering with your order on a championship high?
Let's say I woke up from a championship champagne shower and I might be experiencing a championship hangover, which is probably what Giannis was experiencing.
Right.
I think the best breakfast is, in the drive-through world, McDonald's. I would go there and I would go crazy. I would get the sausage biscuit, the bacon biscuit, the McGriddle. I'd get the pancake breakfast. I would load up on hash browns, giant coffee to get me through, because McDonald's has the best fast food breakfast in sentence. Done. So if I wake up the way Giannis did this morning, I'm going to the top, the creme de la creme. I'm going to McDonald's.
I think I'd go to Quick Trip. I like the impressive order of the half lemonade, half Sprite, no ice, large. That's a good flex. I think Chick-fil-A is a good solid option when you're going to go for, like, what's your meal the next morning? Maybe get like a free all-inclusive pass like the rest of your life at Chick-fil-A, except on Sundays you couldn't go there and use it, which is kind of interesting. But I think I would either do McDonald's if we're going fast food, right? I think if I went anywhere, it would definitely be Quick Trip, because if I go to Quick Trip, you're looking at breakfast pizza, you're looking at hot tea sandwiches, if that's what they're still called. That's the old school reference for me. I'm getting probably two or three of those sandwiches because I'm just going to assume that I'm going to be hungover as hell. And that's just the way it goes. My old recipe, Rob, used to be half a bottle of Pedialyte, two Tylenol extra strengths, and a solid nap, and maybe some other stuff. Not to mention on the air.
Pedialyte.
But that's what I'm saying. And from the Jay Southland Toast Service text line, QT 100%, jalapeno sausage roll and some form of caffeine. One thing I will say, it's a solid Quick Trip pull. This is just me personally. You might have your own breakfast joint. Hell, I know that there's a lot of places out anywhere you go. I used to go to Einstein Bros in college. They had one in the library at UCM. Shout out to the Mules. Would always get the bagel sandwich and a cup of coffee. Quick Trip, though, the best hangover cure I could get from Quick Trip would be a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, a slice of breakfast pizza. Of course, this is probably back when I was pushing 250. And a frozen cappuccino. That's where my order would be. That would be my next morning order, because I'm getting my caffeine fix. I'm getting my soak up the booze fix with a very heavy breakfast sandwich. and I'm going to get a little pizza fix for like the appetizer pre-meal. That's going to set me up. This has been The Drive. Coming up next, myself with Bink at Night. You'll have voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis at 6:30. You're going to have some talks about Whit Merrifield maybe getting traded, what it means for the Royals. It may be my dream that we'll see somebody sooner than later. Thanks to Rob Brenton for hanging out with me today. Sorry I had to put up with The Drive for so long. It was short. It was loved. They'll be back tomorrow. They, Carrington and Rob Brenton. I'm Dusty Likens. We'll talk to you in about, 6 minutes for Bink at Night. Take care, Kansas City. Talk to you in 6 minutes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.